Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Sammon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon strikes out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Houser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner throws the ball into Brown, who tags Kindle, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hall scores. Vir Als moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Twins. Dick Donovan now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Salmon scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Alves reaches second base with a double. Hauser scores. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alves scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Olivas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Kindle covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Hall moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindel strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Hall scores. Allison moves to second. It's 6-3, Twins. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Chance reaches second base with a double. Alves moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 6, Twins, 6. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Perry. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Salmon. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Don Mincher. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle bunts towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Grant moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grant tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Askew reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Zimmerman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Larry Brown. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano pinch hits for Chico Salmon. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.